You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Jason is on the phone today for a First Date Follow-Up. He's not getting a call back from Michelle. Jason, thanks for agreeing to do the First Date Follow-Up. Before we ask you about your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Michelle?
It has been about 2 weeks.
And how many times have you tried to get a hold of her in that 2 weeks?
Maybe 3 times a week.
So you must really like her or really be interested in her.
I do, and I am. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she was cool. We had the best date, man. I just really dug her. I thought we had a great time. A lot of smiles and laughs and a little kissing, and, you know, it was it was great. I don't know. I understand what happened.
Tell us about the date, though. How'd it go?
First of all, we met on Hinge, which is, like, so far, I think that's the best one of these things. We both realized we really love food, and we love traveling.
Okay.
And so I thought it might be kind of fun to do a French cooking class.
Oh, I love that. Kind of like,
well, that's a good idea.
Right? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I thought that was a really cool idea.
That's a good idea.
And it was kind of, you know, a little romantic for the first date, but just fun, really fun.
Because we both,
as I said, food and travel, and I thought that encompassed both. So we just had the best time, man. She's always dreamed of going to Paris, and, you know, I didn't get far enough to say I'll take you there, but, you know, maybe if things work out, I would love to take her there. You know, we were hitting it off all night long. We were feeding each other, you know, practicing our French. we, you know, there was a lot of flirting, I thought, and, you know, we even, like, snuck a few kisses in there during the class. You know, she did keep getting stuff on the side of her mouth, and I kept wiping it off, so I don't know if that bothered her. Is that a little too pushy? I mean, maybe that was a little too much. I don't know. I walked her home, and we kissed a bit, as I mentioned. And, you know, I could kind of tell, although I don't want to jump to too many, which kind of wanted me to come up to her place, but yeah, I really like her, man, and I just didn't want her to think I was some dog, and just, I wanted to be, you know, a gentleman, and maybe wait a date or two before we went that far, but
that's cool.
You know, maybe I was an idiot, I don't know. Maybe I was a little too pushy with the wiping the face thing. That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, I thought everything else was really cool.
The wiping the face thing sounds like, with what was going on, it was okay.
Right. Yeah.
But the food, well, you know, I'm just searching for something that went wrong, because, you know, she's not getting back to me, and that's like the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, it was a perfect date, and I was a perfect gentleman, of course.
I mean, was it the kissing? I mean, you said there was a lot of kissing, so if you're not good at kissing, was it French kissing?
To stay in the theme of the evening, there was a little French kissing. I don't want to... I'm an excellent kisser. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, you know, if he teaches his own, maybe that was it.
What was the last thing she said to him?
It was just like, that was so really fun. And she said, au revoir. We kind of did some fake French talking at the very end. I mean, I said, let's do this again. And she was like, yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Not, I didn't mean the French cooking class, but just, you know, she seemed like she wanted to get together again. Yeah. And I said, I let her, you know, I'll definitely be in touch. I really enjoyed our time together. So, and then, so I followed up on that and crickets on the other end. So.
You said you were French kissing. Were you all French kissing during the class? Like while the class is going on?
No,
no. I'm sorry. I had to ask.
No.
Just getting visuals.
No, yeah, no, that'd be a little much, I think, for, you know. So yeah, no, it was towards at the end of the evening, it became a little, you know, but no, the other one was just kind of pecks on the cheek, maybe a little quick ones on the lips, but nothing.
It sounds like you had like, a great date.
If maybe you're doing all that.
Maybe she really lost her phone or something.
I thought, oh, maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
Maybe. All right.
Well, yeah, no, what? You know what? To be honest, it's one of the best dates I've had in a long, long time. And she's one of the coolest gals I've hung out with in a long time. I really dig her. So
sweet. Well, let's see if we can get you another date then. What do you think?
That'd be great. Thanks.
Let's do it.
Wee.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date. All right.
Please don't do that.
It's the Jubal Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Jason is on the phone, and Jason went out with a girl named Michelle. And now he's getting ghosted for a couple weeks, and he doesn't know why. Jason, before we make our phone call to her to try to find out why you're getting ghosted, why don't you give everybody a real quick refresher on your date?
Well, we went to a French cooking class, had a great time, made some delicious food, kissed a little bit, just had a wonderful time, and walked her home. We kissed a little bit there, and I didn't go up because I just thought I'd be a gentleman. So I don't know if that, like, maybe she felt rejected from that. I just thought of that.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, you guys are making out a bunch, right?
Yeah.
And I'm afraid maybe I'm a terrible kisser. I don't know.
I'm going to call her right now, okay? And then we'll see if we can find out why she's ghosting and then maybe get you another date. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Michelle, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Michelle. How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show, The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi, Michelle. My name's Nina. I'm here, too.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm also here.
Hi, what's up?
You ever listen to the show at all?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, sweet. No, cool. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, why are you calling?
Michelle, we're calling because I'm guessing you might have heard of a segment, The First Date Follow-Up, then.
Yes.
Okay, so we got an email about you from somebody that you went on a date with, and now you're ghosting them.
Oh, my gosh. Who was it?
You don't know who it was?
Yeah, you want to throw out a guess?
Well, I mean, I did just go out with this guy named Jason. I hope it's not him.
Wait.
Well, sometimes hope doesn't come through for you, does it?
Oh my God, it's Jason.
Yes, Jason emailed us, told us about your date, said he really liked you, and is wondering why you're not calling him back.
Oh my God. Well, the reason why I'm not calling him back is because, you know, like the date was great and all. We had a really good time. The French food was amazing and, you know, it was good chemistry. Everything was good. But I ended up like going to work the next day and I told one of my coworkers that I'm really close with about my date and I was showing her pictures and stuff. I was taking pictures of the food, took some pictures of him. And she was like, oh, I went on a date with him last week.
Oh,
so,
Okay. I didn't see that one coming.
No.
So what happened? Does he still talk to your coworker?
I don't know. Like, after she told me, I kind of felt uncomfortable about talking about it with her. So I kind of just, like, was like, okay, let's just not talk about this. I don't know. I feel weird about going on another date with him because he went out with my good friend and my coworker, and we see each other every day. I just feel weird. And I also feel weird about talking about it with her because she really liked him, too. So I don't want to turn into, like, a competition thing.
I totally get girl code. I mean, you know, friends before all of that stuff. But in a case like this, I feel like if they only went on, I mean, I don't even know if they're dating still. If that's the case, we would need to know. But if not, and you do like each other, why would you not at least go for it? I'm sure your friend would understand that.
Yeah, I know. But I just feel kind of weird. Like, I kind of feel like I was like a second choice.
So was he continuing to date your friend or?
Well, they went on a date like a week before our date.
Okay. And that was their first date?
That was their second date.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird because we see each other every day. We work together. It just seems a little too close to home.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Okay. I feel like I need to hear from him though.
Yeah. Oh. We should hear from him.
Oh, shoot.
Yes. He's on the other line. He's been listening this whole time. Jason?
Oh my. Hi, Michelle. Sorry, first of all, sorry for doing this. If it's too weird with the radio thing, but I was just really bummed. You weren't getting back to me, and I was desperate, I guess. So I called sent the email in. But listen, I heard what you're saying, and actually, we didn't go on two dates. I don't know what she's telling you. I mean, the first date, if you want to call it that, we just had a coffee, and it was very, very, you know, very short moment. Then we decided to go out, but and that was it. I mean, she's nice and everything, but I'm not into her. Like, I mean, I just loved hanging out with you.
So you guys are not seeing each other at all.
Oh, no. I mean, that was the last time I saw her. And you're right, we did go bowling. And I was really bad. It was kind of embarrassing. That was it. I haven't seen her again. She hasn't had the chance to ghost me because I haven't texted her back or written back, called back yet.
Michelle, I feel like this should make you feel better that, you know, it's not like he's out here playing the field and juggling two people. I think the decision really comes down to you, though. It's like, what's your relationship like with this coworker friend? Like, do you want to rock the boat if she's really going to make a big deal about it? I just feel like as adults at this point in our lives, we have to understand that, you know, some things don't work out. But if it works out for somebody you care about, you should support that.
It's not like you were second choice. You just,
if there was no coworker, nothing else was going on, would you go on a second date with Jason?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the date was great. Like, that was pretty much the only thing holding me back from going on a second date with him.
Jubal, how did you handle it when one of the girls found out you went out with her friends before? Because you know it's happened.
Yeah, it has happened. Well, there's been times where that's been a problem because I was, like, still dating one of them.
Okay, and maybe not this was the wrong
so
person.
So that was technically would be called, I guess, cheating. But anyway, they didn't like that. The other times, I just kind of laughed at it, right? I was just like, yeah, that's weird.
But did any of them end up going out with you anyway, is the question?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Like, for a short time.
I'm sorry.
For really, a short time.
Really bad example.
Yeah. I don't have really good examples.
Thanks for
the
that.
The times that happened, There was one time where she did go out with me for a little while after.
Oh.
And
is she still friends with the friend?
Yeah, they stayed friends.
Okay.
And they would joke about stuff.
And Michelle, yours never really went that far for either of you, so it's not like there's too much that she knows that you won't know.
Yeah, you guys aren't like full-fledged Eskimo sisters.
Right, thank you.
Michelle, would you like to go out with Jason again on another date? We'll pay for it.
So, yes. Ooh. I'll go on another date.
Oh, sweet.
Hey. Can we go to Paris on the next date?
Oh, okay.
Are you guys paying for it?
No, we will not pay for that.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Plus, if we do, you'll be on Spirit Airlines, and nobody wants to fly to Paris on Spirit Airlines.
I will fly Spirit Airlines.
that's great, Michelle. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, yay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Great, yeah.
Me too.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it, too. We'll see you guys on the date. Oh, wait, we're not coming with you.
We're not?
No.
Good. Okay. Can we come with you guys?
No.
No.
Okay.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.